Hi, beautiful. It's Lou Anne here, Chief Goddess at Goddess on Purpose, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about trusting and using your intuition. So, as a hand analyst, and I am a master scientific hand analyst, and I look at people's fingerprints, and from the fingerprints, you can actually decode your life purpose, your life lessons, and your life school. And on the hands as well, there are things called gift markings. So if you go to my website, you will be able to find more about gift markings. But the gift markings can come and go on a person's hand. They're different six-pointed stars or vertical lines on a certain part of your palm, and it means something. Not every marking means something, but a lot of gift markings can show up there. So there's 18 different kinds. Now, I'm talking about this today because I did a Facebook Live actually on these gift markings called moon stars. And moon stars are a particular gift marking that is an intuitive gift marking. Now, there's four different categories of the gift markings. There are public requirements, there are personal gift markings, there are heart and headline gift markings, and then there are a whole bunch of intuitive gift markers. Now, if you have one of these, there's a similarity, but of course, it's all about using your intuition. So some gift markings are flashes of inspiration, some are lines of clairvoyance where you get full vision, some are stars of intention or wisdom where you can just see stuff that other people can't see. Now, with gift markings, there is actually you can be on the master path of them or the student path. And the master path is that you are using them for the full ability, capability, and it's there to support your purpose and to support your life and love and joy and everything that you want to have. If you're on the student path, it kind of means that you've been neglecting them or not using them to their full extent, or even, dare I say it, ignoring them. And when you ignore them, there is a student path, which could be going into your own crisis of meaning. This is for the gift markings for intuitive ones I'm talking about here. It could be having your own crisis of meaning. It could be that just your intuition just cuts off. You can be in all sorts of disillusionment about what's in front of you. So I want to talk today about these moon stars and a particular story. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine today, and we were talking about a problem she had in a kind of a joint venture partnership that she was in. And this other person wasn't kind of pulling their weight and was kind of doing all kinds of things, pushing her boundaries, being a little bit, dare say it, deceitful, but really not owning her part in this and trying to take power away from my friend. So my friend, I was talking to her about it, and my intuition was just kicking in here. I have lots of gift markings that are intuitive, and I kind of knew straight away that she needed to distance herself from this person. This partnership was over. It wasn't serving her in her highest good in any shape or form. Now, intuitively, she already knew this. And it's kind of like when you are on the student path, your intuition goes off. You know what you should be doing. You are guided to what you should be doing, but you kind of ignore it for all sorts of reasons, right? My friend is a beautiful, loving person, and her trigger was kind of like she didn't want to let this person down, or she was there, she wanted to support them, but her boundaries were getting pushed in the process. So her intuition knew this was happening, so she had to get into using her courage to move away from this partnership. Now, while I was talking to her, I actually said to her just something, a flash came into my head. It's like, oh my goodness, she feels like she is riding on your coattails. And at that moment, she kind of let out a little bit of a squeal and said, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I was just going to say that. It was just flashing in my mind. Exactly, she is riding on my coattails. Now, that is the intuition in flow, right? I just got this download or this message and I went, yeah, this is what I feel like. And straight away, she already had that vision in her head. So part of this intuitive market is to pass on that information when it's called for. And there's different kinds of master paths of all the different intuitive markers, but that was my intuition, and her intuition kind of met that. You know, there was this kind of vortex here for the message that she needed to to hear today and to move away from this partnership that wasn't really helping her in any shape or form, like I said before. So the moral of the story is to learn to trust your intuition when it shows up. And it is a big, big thing. Like, how many times have we known something and not acted on it, and then kind of the proverbial saying, the shit hit the fan, right? Because you knew something was going to happen, your gut told you or your intuition told you, and you didn't follow through with that. And of course, you had to clean up the mess later. And it's not always a mess, right? It's not always a mess. And the thing is, though, too, if you have an opportunity that comes to you and your intuition is like, I should take that opportunity, but you don't, another opportunity is going to come along, but it might be in a different shape or form that you actually want. So it's okay, but my message today is to totally, totally trust your intuition. You are a divine being, you have a channel, and these messages come for a reason, only to support you. So that's my podcast today. Have a beautiful day, evening, wherever you are at, and stay tuned for the next one. Many blessings. Bye for now.